like, did you join a pyramid scheme? I don't want to sell any juice. And he was like, no, like, you got, do you want to be in a band? And I was like,
we barely know each other.
Yeah, and I was like,
can you call me tomorrow morning on before I get up and, like, go to, hey, Sam, you're going to do something awesome with your life tomorrow. But right now, because I'm getting inspired just hearing it, because I'm looking at her face as she says it. She just kind of like,
It was like that exact moment. No, it was like that exact moment that, like, you know, was in some cheesy movie about a musician or something where I was like, you know, I'm like, okay, I just got my degree. Do I get my 9-to-5 or do I, like, you know, sing with this band? And I was like, well, I'm going to sing with the band. Aww. So Jake was like, all right, I need you to understand that, like, you need to 100% devote your life to this. Like, if you're going all in, you need to go all in.
Yeah, because I'm Pat, like, I've already tried the whole college thing at this point, and, like, I'm in nowhere. Like, this is it for me. Like,
I just realized something. I don't know if you know this.
What's that?
And if I'm totally off base, tell me I'm full of shit right now.
Okay.
But your hardcoreness is just now spoken word at this point.
Yeah,
it's not even, like, you don't sing anymore because you probably wore out your vocals trying to be hardcore. But now, if he just talks to you, it just, we have to do this.
He's passionate.
Yeah. Obviously, and that shows up so much in you guys' music, where he essentially tricked you into doing this.
right.
It was awesome, because, like, for me, I remember the text being really, the text was important for me, because, like, I sent her, I was at work, not doing my job at the time, and I think I went to the bathroom, and I'm like, because this was, like, right when the other girl kind of, like, quit on us, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to hit up this Lauren girl, and I sent her a text, I'm like, something like, you want to make your career out of singing for the rest of your life, and something like that. And then, like, she didn't respond. It was like a half hour or something before she responded.
Yes.
Or at least
that is so fast for me to respond to a text too.
It was a long time for me, and I was just like, oh man, she doesn't even know who I am. And I remember getting the text back, and it saying that is she. It said, this is the greatest text message I've ever received in my life. And something like, you have to call me.
What the hell is up with these epic moments between you guys?
There's a lot of epicness in this band.
I'm proud of you guys. I want to text now. Like, I feel cheated. Because
we'll add you to our inspirational, like, 7-1 Stone text.
Like, I wanted a text that says, we're going to be here on this day to record this podcast.
But so,
then the Rocky music plays.
My favorite part of the phone call, though, that I forgot to mention, my whole point of the story is, you know, I was like, well, what kind of music?